Everyone, this is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and welcome to the Q&A and tapping request call for September for the Ruha Center. As always, if you have a question or a tapping request or something that you'd like us to spend some time with today, you have two options. The first is you can always press star 2 to raise your hand if you have a tapping request or a question we'll go through. If you're listening to us online, all you need to do is type a little question into the chat box on the left-hand side of the webpage, and that will get through. As a reminder, anybody who's asking a question online, remember that the streaming audio is about 15 seconds behind. So if I don't get to your question right away and I move on to the next thing, it's not because I've missed it, but it just takes a moment or two for it to make it to me. So I thought I'd start out. I received a couple emails from folks who could not be on the call today, who had some things that they wanted to tap along to. So I thought I'd start with one of those. If you have an issue you'd like to tap on, like I said, just press start 2 or tap into the chat box. The first one was the question I wanted to tap on, consistently feeling confident inside of our own skin. And I really like that as a request. For me personally, that's been the big transformation in my own life that's come from tapping. I've found that the more comfortable I get inside of my own skin, then the less likely I am to be overwhelmed or the less likely I am to emotionally overfunction in responding to what is going on around me. Because I'm comfortable inside of my own skin, I recognize the fact that the world around me is less dangerous. And even when things that are unexpected are coming towards me, I respond to them with much more grace because I trust myself. And I trust I know who I am and how I'm going to respond to those things. So if you want to tap along with us, go right ahead. I'm going to start out on the side of the hand with a nice big deep breath. And as we move through the phrases, just move from tapping point in the order that makes the most sense for you. I recognize the fact that I am not fully comfortable inside of my own skin. That there are moments where I wish I could simply escape and that part of me that so desperately wants to escape is a part of me that simply sees this moment as dangerous. It thinks what I am doing or what I'm about to experience, or what I am going to say, or what others are going to say to me, is going to cause me problems and conflicts. And so this sense of discomfort is simply the part of me that's trying to run away. It's a very primitive sense, the way that we would try and run away from physical danger. And I appreciate the fact that there is a part of me that so desperately wants me to be safe. I appreciate the fact that there is a part of me that's constantly looking out for danger. And I also recognize the fact that it is working way too hard. It's looking for danger in places that aren't dangerous. And it doesn't trust me enough to respond to danger when it shows up. I simply want this part of me that's looking out for danger. To know that it is possible to be safe, to navigate my day, being myself, and having that be safe. I also recognize the fact it is capable for me to be able to respond to the unexpected without having to constantly look for the unexpected, without having to be constantly on guard. Being uncomfortable inside of my own skin is simply me trying to be safe. That is working too hard and fearing things that aren't dangerous. In my life, I have navigated many things that are unexpected. In my life, I've navigated many things that were unknown. I give myself permission to know it is okay to trust myself, to trust my thoughts, and to trust my response. I give myself permission to know, as I navigate my day to day, it is safe for me to do just that. Take a nice big deep breath for me. When we're tapping for this idea of being comfortable inside of our own skin, one of the things that I found really important is to look at the individual moments where I find the most amount of discomfort. I mean, the way I found my original entree into tapping a lot was trying to manage my own social anxiety, which is definitely not being comfortable inside of my own skin in any capacity. And it was an investigation of, once I did that, to figuring out why exactly the part of me that was over-functioning and being over-emotional. So all of that is being dangerous. And so if this is something that you're continuing to tap on for yourself, and you find your way to that place where you're uncomfortable inside of your own skin, always ask that question. We talked about it last week. You know, what could go wrong here? What is dangerous about this circumstance? And that will give you an insight into how we can do for that. The second email that I received ahead of time was someone asking about the fear, being able to tap on the fear of being seen. And in a lot of ways, being seen and being noticed very much goes hand in hand with that sense of being comfortable inside of our own skin. And oftentimes, and the person who sent this note in was thinking about it in a professional setting, that they mentioned that they were getting ready to start selling something that they had created, and all of a sudden there was this fear of being noticed and their work being noticed. And oftentimes, what that has along with it is a fear of being judged. So let's just tap for a few moments on the sense of the afraid of being seen, and when we are seen, the fear of being judged for not being capable, not being good enough, not being able to do. So tap inside the hand, take a nice big deep breath for me. And again, as we tap through this, just move from tapping point to tapping point in the order that makes the most sense for you. It is scary to put things out into the world. It is scary for other people to see the things that we have created. Because when we stick things out in the world, even when we stick ourselves out there into the world, it is something that is not going to go unnoticed. And I know I judge other things. I know I judge other people. And when I put myself out into the world in that way, I am worried that other people are going to judge me. It's not that they're going to simply notice I exist. They're going to see me. And when they see me, they're going to evaluate me. They're going to evaluate my choices. They're going to evaluate what I created. They're going to evaluate who I am. And that is scary. Because I know how harsh of a judge I can be sometimes. I'm very worried others are going to judge me in the same way. I give myself permission to know that the choices I make, the things that I create, and how I act in the world isn't going to be right for everyone. There are going to be people who think I'm making bad choices. There are going to be people who think I'm going the wrong way. There might even be people think that I'm wasting my life. With the choices that I am making. It is not my job to please everyone. It is not my job to have everyone like the way that I act. It is not my job to satisfy everyone with my lifestyle. I cannot appease everyone. Because there is no one choice that appeases everyone. If I try to make everyone happy, so that it is safe for me to be seen, I will fail miserably. Because there is no way to please everyone. It is okay if people do not approve of my choices. It is okay if people don't think I'm living the right life. It is okay if people look at me and judge me. Because that is something that is inevitable. Because no choice I could make could satisfy everyone. And since there are people who might judge me, no matter which choice I make, it is best for me and important for me to make good choices that are the choices that are right for me, that are me being truly who I am. Nice deep breath. Finding our way to being seen as something that can be a really hard, deep issue for folks. I know that if you go back into the archive on the site, there are a number of audios that deal with just that sense. And it's important that we give ourselves the opportunity to spend the time to really be that. Because if we don't give ourselves permission to do that, no matter what choices that we're making, no matter where we are in our day, it's going to be really hard for us to make good choices without acting apprehensive. And I know, at least in my own life, that when I'm making apprehensive choices and I'm making tentative choices, oftentimes I make the wrong choice. And those moments that I do make the right choice, since I don't take them firmly, I often don't get the results that I want. And that sense of confidence and comfort in my own skin, recognizing it's okay for me to be seen and my choices to be seen and judged by others, knowing that at the end of the day, it's about me, I found that's the real difference in being able to move towards any goal or making any choices at all. You know, this sense of being able to appreciate where we are and who we are and be comfortable with that. So those are the emails I received ahead of time. If you have an issue that you'd like to tap for, it could be something specific, doesn't have to be general like those two. I'd encourage you to just raise your hand by pressing star 2 or tap something into the chat box. And over here in the chat box, I'm having a really hard time because I am too embarrassed to ask for help. Can we tap for being able to ask for help? Absolutely. There's a great fear when we're looking to ask for help. And that fear comes from the sense of we're afraid that people, like these other two things, are going to judge us and see that we're not capable. And it's no fun to look like that we're not competent at something. And the part of us feels like that if we're asking for help, what we're really doing is we're demonstrating the fact that we don't know. So let's tap for that idea about being comfortable asking for help and being okay with the fact that we don't know everything. Take a nice big deep breath as you tap on the side of the hand again. There is a part of me that is afraid to ask for help. Even when I know I need the help, even when I know the help will make a huge difference in me moving forward, I am worried that when I ask for help, that people are going to think that I'm stupid. That people are going to think that I don't know what I'm doing. But people think I'm going to be incapable of learning. That I can't be trusted. And that I can't figure it out on my own. But I understand the fact that everything that I currently know how to do everything in my entire life was something at some point I didn't know how to do. Everything that I can now do, I learned. And there are a number of things that I learned on my own. There are a number of things that I learned from experience. There are a number of things that I learned from trial and error. And there are a number of things that I learned from research. But there are a great many things that I learned because I was taught them. Because I asked questions. Because I sought out help. And most of the people that have helped me throughout my entire life are people who were excited to help me. Are people who were happy to pass along the information. When I ask for help, I'm not saying that I'm stupid. Instead, I am turning to someone else and saying, I appreciate the fact that you know how to do this. I value the fact that you have information and experience I don't have. And I would appreciate you sharing it with me. When I ask for help, I'm affirming the person I'm asking. I'm not denigrating myself. I love being asked for help. I love being able to share what I know. And there are people who are the exact same way. And there's nothing that they would appreciate more than someone recognizing them as a resource. When I ask for help, I'm making my life easier. I'm making my path quicker. And I'm helping someone else to understand that I appreciate what they know, what they've experienced, and what they can share with me. Nice deep breath. I think one of the mistakes I've made in my own life is that when I approach a circumstance, I'm only thinking about my request in the terms of how I think about it, and I don't think about it in terms of how the other person might hear it. Now, there are times we're going to ask for things, and they're going to think about it in terms of a burden, and there are people who are going to say no, and there are going to be people who say they don't have time, and that's okay, and that's a prerogative, but almost everything that we want to learn, there's not only one source out there, and you know, if it makes it a little easier to ask, it's great to ask someone for help to say, you're really great at this, and I would love to learn from your experience. And so we're showing up in a place of automatically letting them know we appreciate. It's not that I expect you to give me knowledge, but that I really appreciate it, which makes it easier for them to give, and it makes it easier for us to receive without feeling like we're being judged. So I hope that's helpful. If there's any aspects that popped up in that, feel free to type more questions into the chat box about that. Again, if you have a topic, just press star 2 or something you want to tap on. Let's see what we got over here in the chat box. I feel like I already have too much, and every time I ask, I feel like I'm being greedy and selfish. That is a really, really common one. You know, when we look at the scope of the world and the simple fact that you are listening to this either live or you're listening to a recording of it means that in the world spectrum, you are in the top teeny percentile of having at least financial and socioeconomic advantages over many people. And I always think it's really important for us to, whenever we start struggling with or spending time with trying to understand, you know, how to have better, when we don't have the answers to knowing what we want or how to get it, the simple fact that we have the time to ask that question means that we live a really blessed life. And it's really good to recognize the fact that, you know, it's good. But the flip side to that is we can also feel like because I have so much more than everyone else, I don't deserve or I'm not worthy of striving for more. And so it's important to recognize when we are trying to expand our life, what context we're doing that in and who is benefiting and if there is harm to that. So let's just tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And let's just take a few minutes and just tap on this idea of struggling with having more because it feels like we're taking more than our fair share. I recognize I have so much. I recognize my life is really blessed. In comparison to most of the world, I have resources that many people can't even dream of having. And it's good to appreciate all that I have. But there are times I feel really greedy by wanting more. I recognize the suffering. I recognize the pain. I recognize how hard it is for people. And to want more feels greedy. To want more feels selfish. To want more feels like I'm taking more than my fair share. And it is important for me to be thoughtful and appreciate what I have, make sure my choices aren't harming others, and helping to transform systems so others can appreciate what I appreciate. But just because I have more doesn't mean that me depriving myself takes away from them. Just because I want more doesn't mean having more makes their life harder or worse. There is enough. There is more than enough. And it's good that I make choices. in taking care of others. In sharing what I have. And I recognize that living my life to my full potential, becoming who I truly am, isn't simply about serving me. It's about serving others. It's about sharing with others. It's about creating expansion. Wanting more is not greedy. Wanting better is not greedy. Becoming who I've truly been made to become is a good thing for me, and it's a good thing for all. It's important that I don't think I deserve it more than someone else. It's important that I make thoughtful choices that aren't harming others as I grow and expand. And it's important that I make those choices to be who I am. And in doing that, I serve all. Nice big deep breath. That's a big one. That's one that I tap on certainly from time to time. It's hard, you know, to recognize that contrast and to not be overwhelmed by it. That when we see the real strife that's going on, how foolish and silly our desires are. And it doesn't mean that we should lose our desires. That contrast and that recognition, I think, is a good reminder to help us to put into perspective and context our desires so that we can move towards what we truly want, what truly serves us, opposed to something that's quick and small in the moment. Oftentimes when I'm feeling bad about the things I'm desiring, it's because I recognize that on some level it doesn't serve me in the long term, but it's something that I really want right now because I know it's going to make me feel really good right now. And I'm not saying deprive ourselves in the moment, but by doing that and seeing the big picture and recognizing that contrast, it's helped me to reshape what I really want. And that doesn't necessarily mean I really want a life of total service, but it means that it puts me in the right place as I'm looking big picture and becoming who I am. Once again, start to raise your hand, check over in the chat box. There's nothing there at the moment. I raised hand. There we go. Hello. Jenny?
Hi, Gene. This is Jenny.
Yep.
It's interesting what we were just working on.
Yeah.
Because I have the exact opposite problem.
Okay.
Not that I feel like I'm a greedy person, but I've always felt comfortable with feeling that I deserve more. I think everybody deserves more.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves to have the life that they want. But I guess because that seems to be what we just tapped on seems to be the more common issue.
Uh-huh.
I'm often perceived as selfish by a lot of people who don't know me well.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's something that there is a good way of tapping on.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's a really good thing to tap on because it's, you know, oftentimes when people judge us for wanting more and having more and striving, what we're really doing is we're stirring inside of them their own discomfort, their discomfort about not knowing what they actually want, their discomfort about not being able to achieve what they want, or some sort of belief or programming that's been passed along that says that life has to be hard and I shouldn't get ahead and that this is supposed to be suffering and the fact that you're trying to make it easier and want better and more is something that's undesirable. So that's something that's super, super, super common as well, you know, when we're moving forward to really struggle with how other people are seeing us as we do that. So let's tap on that. Side of the hand, nice big deep breath. There is a part of me that recognizes I want more.
A part of me that recognizes I want more.
And I really appreciate the fact that more is good.
And I really appreciate appreciate the fact that more is good.
That I shouldn't be holding myself back. And it's good that I want to strive for more. But there's a part of me that's concerned. That if I strive for more. That if I want more.
And when I want more.
The people around me. Are going to judge me as being selfish. They think I want too much. They think I want more than my share. And it's no fun.
Being judged as selfish.
Sometimes when I live to my full potential. I'm a real inspiration. Other times when I live to my full potential. I point out contrast in other people's lives. And they feel bad. Because they're not making the same choices I'm making. They don't have a clear vision. Or they don't have the courage to take action. Or they've been taught. That life is supposed to be hard and struggle. And so when they see me. Living a life that is full. And constantly trying to expand. It challenges them.
It challenges their worldview.
It makes them uncomfortable. And it blows back on me. Because they only recognize. They see my choice. They feel bad. Therefore, it must be my fault. I am not responsible. For anybody else's emotions. I don't want to hurt people intentionally. I want to make thoughtful choices. But how they respond to me living my life. Is up to them. And it's their business. And they can be happy for me. And they can be frustrated at me. And that's their choice. My choice.
Is to recognize what is good for me.
To make steps to achieve that. To be comfortable with the fact that it's okay to have more. To be comfortable with the fact that it's okay to have better. I give myself permission. To continue to live the life that I want to live. And there are going to be people. Who think I'm selfish. And if they want to waste that much time. Thinking about my choices. They're more than welcome to do that. But I'm going to concentrate on me. On my choices. And moving forward. Nice big deep breath. Okay, so how does that feel, or what do you notice with that?
That felt good, thank you.
And is there something that comes popping up that's a residual thing, or a piece of it that still feels a little uncomfortable?
Just had a few specific incidents come mm-hmm. up.
Yeah, and when those things come up, you know, those are just really great things. You know, what I like to do when I tap is to just tap with a notepad, and I like to capture those, and just kind of go back into those individually after the fact and see what I need to do about tapping about those things. Because, you know, for an issue like the one you've just described, the barista at the coffee shop, my next door neighbor, my children, and my parents, the judgment that those four groups have are going to feel really different to me.
Right.
And some of them, it's going to be really easy for me to just let it go. And for others, it's not. And it doesn't necessarily even mean it's going to be an issue of proximity. For some people, the people who are furthest away, it's easy to dismiss. And other people, the people who have been around us our whole life, are like, oh, that's just the way she is. I can let that go. I know why it is. But the total stranger is the one that cripples us. And so it's just good to look at through all of those phases just to kind of see where it continues to spike up.
Okay.
Cool. Excellent. Thank you. Let's see here. Is there anybody else over in the chat room? And there are no other hands. Okay, so I want to tap on one more thing. This is, I haven't done my daily tapping yet because I knew we were going to be on the call today. So one of the things that's stirring inside of me is being comfortable around new people. I've moved to a new city 11 weeks ago, and I'm meeting new people, and I've gone on a few dates, and I'm making friends in the neighborhood. And there's part of me that feels like the new kid who's going to get judged because I'm not good enough and I'm not cool enough as I've moved into this, you know, funky, cool neighborhood in New York City, and I'm the outsider who has no experience here. So this is what I'm dealing with today. Side of the hand. Nice deep breath. There's a part of me that feels out of place. There's a part of me that feels like I'm going to be judged. There's a part of me that's afraid that they're going to get to know the real me. And they're going to be disappointed. And they're going to be let down. And they're going to think that I wasted their time. And they're going to feel like that I'm not good enough to be with them. And there are people who I am not a good fit for. There are people who I'm only going to have a short, superficial relationship with. And there are going to be people who truly appreciate me for who I am. And sometimes those people aren't obvious. And sometimes we don't find those people right away. But regardless of our setting, no matter how big or small my community is, I can find my way to the people who I'm a good fit for. The people I can grow with. The people who I can challenge and they can challenge me. And there are going to be false starts. And there are going to be dashed hopes. And there are going to be things that I want to work out that just don't. And that's okay. That is part of the process. That is how we connect with others. I give myself permission to be easy with myself, to trust myself, to trust that I'm going to find my way to the relationships that serve me best. I want it to happen quickly. I want it to happen right now. But that takes some time. And I appreciate the fact it takes some time. And I give myself permission to be easy with myself. To be honestly who I am. Let people see the real me. So I can build those lasting relationships that I need. It's a process and it's going to take time. And I can be okay with that. I'm not looking for superficial relationships. I'm looking for lasting community. And I trust myself to find lasting community. Nice deep breath. So yes, it's important, all of us, to do our daily tapping, to name our stuff and to go after it. I, like you, still have things that come up and have work that needs to be done. I'm going to take one more look here. No hands raised. Nothing else over in the chat box. Well, thanks for spending some time with me here this afternoon. I hope those 45 minutes of tapping were really good and useful. I will have them up on the site here shortly, so you can go back and re-tap along to any of it that you find useful. As always, if you have an issue that you'd like to see a tap along audio for on the site or something you'd like to see us cover in a call, even if you're not going to be in the call, let me know. I always put the audio recordings up after the fact, so I want to get your stuff covered just like we did today. For Tapping Q&A, this is Gene Montristelli. I hope you have a great, awesome weekend, and I'll talk to you guys real soon. Bye-bye.